From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, Three Marks of a Friend of God. In Genesis chapter 18, as Abraham was sitting in his tent door in the heat of the day, he received a visitation from three men, whom he immediately recognized as angels of God. In this, the first of a two-part message, Dr. Cairns examines the visitation itself. As we'll see, this visit manifested God's presence, His purpose, and His power. Dr. Cairns will commence the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Better Farther On. The text is found in Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 12. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. There is a limit to affliction. God sends it, and God removes it. Do you sigh and say, When will the end be? Remember that our griefs will surely and finally end when this poor earthly life is over. Let us quietly wait and patiently endure the will of the Lord till He cometh. Meanwhile, our Father in heaven takes away the rod when His design in using it is fully served. When He has whipped away our folly, there will be no more strokes. Or, if the affliction is sent for testing us, that our graces may glorify God, it will end when the Lord has made us bear witness to His praise. We would not wish the affliction to depart till God has gotten out of us all the honor which we can possibly yield Him. There may today be a great calm. Who knows how soon those raging billows will give place to a sea of glass, and the seabirds sit on the gentle waves? After long tribulation, the flail is hung up, and the wheat rests in the garner. We may, before many hours are past, be just as happy as now we are sorrowful. It is not hard for the Lord to turn night into day. He that sends the clouds can as easily clear the skies. Let us be of good cheer. It is better on before. Let us sing Hallelujah by anticipation.
It's worth His sorrows, heals His wounds.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the latest issue of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to the feature on the website known as Q&A with Dr. Alan Cairns. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. He deals with such things as what should be our response to the current economic crisis, or what is the best way to study the Bible. The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
suppose the most common designation of Abraham is the friend of God. Abraham, the friend of God. In Genesis chapter 18, we can see why he is called the friend of God. The emphasis in this chapter is upon the Lord appearing to Abraham and Abraham standing before the Lord. This record is a record of the patriarch in close, vital, personal communion with the Lord. The chapter opens with the statement that the Lord appeared unto him. Now, this was a very important visitation. It was important because of what it was. This was the personal approach of eternal deity, the personal approach to Abraham of the Lord of glory. There was here a manifestation of the Lord's presence, the Lord's purpose, and of course of the Lord's power. This is what makes this visitation so very important for us as we consider it, because this is the very essence of what we term revival. This is the blessing that I think every truly converted heart yearns for. There is innate within every born again person a desire for a divine visitation. Something that goes beyond the mundane, the everyday ritual of life, where God Himself draws near, there is the manifestation of the Lord of glory. This visitation is important not only because of what it was, but because of when it occurred. Anybody can see that chapter 18 comes immediately after chapter 17. But never forget what happened in the 17th chapter. Never forget the things that were the preparatory steps to this great visitation of the Lord. The Lord had come to Abraham and he had set before him the covenant of circumcision. And Abraham had obeyed his God. He had instituted that rite in his entire household, a rite that sealed their separation from the world in which they lived unto God, a rite that said, by a mark in their bodies, we are the Lord's. We will live for Him, we will die for Him, we are His by covenant, we are His by redemption, we belong to Him. We are separated in our lives unto Him. And after Abraham had obeyed God, after Abraham had willingly, nay joyfully, taken the mark of separation unto God, then the Lord appeared unto him. That is always when God appears to His people. Revival never comes to a carnal church. It never comes to a worldly assembly. Revival never comes. There is never a visitation of God where worldliness and wickedness sit enthroned. That's what makes me so suspicious of the so-called charismatic revival that we are told is sweeping the world. I find no evidence in Scripture of a divine visitation that goes hand in hand with wickedness and worldliness and carelessness about the great things of God. You read the histories of biblical revivals. You read the histories of revival since Bible times, and you will find, as one great Scottish preacher put it, when God intends to bless His church, He sets His church a-praying. There is always, before the visitation, a real separation unto God. The greatest modern revival in Ireland was the great 1859 revival. 2 years after the Great Awakening, the great 57 revival here in the United States. Didn't come out of the blue. The great instrument in that revival was the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. But in the 1820s, the battle for the heart and soul of the Presbyterian Church took place. It was a church that was challenged by Unitarianism. It was a church that was riven by false doctrine and deniers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Perhaps the greatest Unitarian preacher in Europe was a leading minister of the Presbyterian Church at that time. But God raised up a man. His name was Dr. Henry Cook, perhaps the greatest preacher Irish Presbyterianism has ever produced. Henry Cook, unparalleled as a preacher, as a pulpit orator, but as a mighty stalwart soldier of the cross. When the Irish Presbyterian Church was purified of Arianism and all its insidious, poisonous doctrines, God started a movement that culminated in a revival whose effects are still felt to this very day. If we are serious about knowing the blessing of God, whether personally or as a church, we had better get serious about living a life of separated obedience unto God. No more pussyfooting around with worldliness. No more play-acting in the things of God. But a downright heart-rending seriousness about being separated unto our God. This is an important visitation for when it occurred. And because of why it occurred. It occurred to glorify God. To show that He is faithful to His Word, and to show that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Oh, it was certainly to do Sarah good and Abraham good. It was certainly to do a mighty work that was going to affect the future history of the world. Yes, all those things were so. But preeminently, it was to glorify Him. I suppose the most difficult obstacle for us to remove in the path or from the pathway to blessing in the work of God is self and self-interest. We pray, Lord, bless me and mine. Bless my parents, my children, my brothers, my sisters, my friends. Bless my work, my witness. Bless this church. Now, those are natural things. We can only pray most intelligently about the things that we know about. There is a very reasonable ground for praying so immediately and personally before the Lord. But I fear that far too often when we pray, Lord, bless me, it is because I am involved. Bless this church. Bless the preaching of Thy Word. because I'm involved in it. Whereas the consuming passion of our hearts, if they are going to be serious about revival, is not the comfort of my heart, but the glory of God. That constant emphasis upon the glory of God runs throughout Scripture. This is why God visited Abraham. This is why He sends revival. This is why He visits His church. It is not to build mega churches. It is not to give a preacher a great reputation. It is not simply to make people feel good. It is to glorify His name. God, of course, came not only to glorify His name, but to confirm His covenant. That is also central to every visitation of the Spirit of God. Every true revival is gospel-centered. I want you to understand that, and you can judge every claimed work of the Spirit by that standard. It is gospel-centered. It is focused on Christ. It is presenting the fullness of the revelation of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. God comes to confirm the covenant, to bless the preaching of the gospel, to make much of Jesus Christ. He also comes, and you'll see this in every great movement of the Spirit, He comes to warn of wrath. When God came to Abraham, He came with good news. It was a gospel covenant that He was setting out before Abraham. He was speaking to Abraham about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good news. But with that good news, the warning of fiery judgment on sin. And on sinners. Every great visitation of the Spirit carries with it the dark, solemn, somber message of the wrath of God. When God draws near in His personal glory, men come to realize the holiness of God and the justice of God and the reality of hell, as they have never done before. Let's understand it. Listen to me very carefully. If you can come and go from this house unfazed, unconcerned, untouched, without any recognition of the burning, blistering, eternal reality of hell and the fiery wrath of God, is either because we do not have God's presence, or for you, worse still, because despite it, you are deaf to all He has to say. But every time there's a divine visitation, it's a warning of wrath.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.